You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. Not featuring Dan, and it's showing because we just had like a 30-minute interlude between recordings.
We need somebody here to help.
Dan, come back! You should make this into a social media post and send it to Dan.
Where is Dan? We need him back.
Dan, we need you back.
Soon, please.
What else do I say? Oh, produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
And we have social medias, Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube Shorts.
We also have a website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
Then pixiedustfiles.wordpress.com. And I'm going to plug it every time because it is a child. A Pixie Dust Twins.
It's associated.
It is associated.
With the show.
This Pixie Duster loves to read.
Yes.
So we started a Pixie Dust.
Yes.
Blog.
So make sure.
And I'm actually on top of it. Like, I have like three or four posts already pre-ready to post. Like.
There you go.
I'm doing good. Pat on my back.
Yes. When you're passionate about it, good job. Yeah, you got it.
Well, I tried doing a book review podcast. We all know how that went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you just got to stay in your lane. So it is what it is. Right?
This is my only podcast lane.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Robbie, because I know you put my logo somewhere on a sign. He really needs to take that off and do a new sign.
There's plenty of episodes for people to listen to, so it's fine.
Okay.
As long as there's at least 12 episodes available, he will promote it. So.
Oh, there's like...
Yeah.
A lot. There's a lot.
There's a lot more than that.
There's
so,
a
lot. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you can go back and re-listen if you'd like to.
Yes. The first part of the podcast is a religious podcast, and the second part of the podcast is a book review podcast. I was all over the place. I was sorry.
Yeah.
That's why I had to, like, find a niche.
Yes.
So, I found a niche. Yeah. My mm-hmm. fantasy reading that goes along with Pixie Dust.
Yeah. So, there you go. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We found Anywho. It. So, again, off topic. What are we doing today, Sammy? Yeah,
we're still on Agatha. So today, we're talking about the next two episodes, which is episode 3 and episode 4 of Agatha All Along. So if you haven't listened to the first two episodes, description of episodes, whatever it is, last week, you can go back and listen to that. Also, please, yes, watch the series because we're going to be slowly spoiling things as we go along.
Yeah. See.
And it's been out a year, so what's your excuse? You've had time. All right. So episode 3 is titled, Through Many Miles of Tricks and Trials. Yeah. So more lyrics from the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So our summary from Google Gemini is the Witch's Road's first trial. So we are officially on the road and we are ready to go with the first trial. So the coven, which again, we have Agatha, Jennifer, Lilia, Alice, Mrs. Hart, aka Sharon, and Teen. because we don't know anything else about him, Teen, face their first test on the Witch's Road, and the trial takes place in a magical beach house that just appears. Beautiful. It's a very nice house.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I love, and they will continue this theme as we go along, but when they enter the house, their outfits, hair, everything changes to match
yes.
the theme, which is great fun, too. I loved it.
Especially when poor goth teen turns into like almost like a 50s Hampton boy. I'm like, yes. That was a switch.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not always welcomed when they have their updates, but, you know, sometimes they like it. It depends. I don't think anyone was super thrilled with the vibe in this one, but, you know, it is what
except
it is.
Maybe who for what it, who...
Jennifer.
Except for Jennifer,
yeah.
Which was, this was her vibe.
Jennifer,
this was her trial.
Good in the, yeah, she mm-hmm. did. She looked very yeah. much like she fit in. So for this one, they have to face the poison drink. So they're forced to drink. Forced? I mean, they have to do it as part of the trial, but I wouldn't say like someone forced them to drink the wine. But well, they
forced Agatha.
Agatha, yes, yeah, certainly was forced to do it. But they drink a poisoned wine as part of the trial, and it causes them to have terrifying and illuminating hallucinations, each one based on deepest fears and regrets. Now, we don't know, I guess, what Sharon may have seen. They didn't include her, so they only show the witches struggling
yeah.
with this. So I don't know if Sharon actually saw anything, but if she did, they didn't share it. With us.
Well, she had two glasses of wine before we even knew it was poison. So,
yeah, it was a thing. So,
whole thing.
Yeah. So, Jennifer is haunted by a man who stole her powers, leading her to feel stripped of her agency. Mm-hmm. Alice relives the fire that killed her mother. And Lilia sees a haunting figure from her past. Agatha, towards the end, is tormented by the vision of a baby's crib containing the Darkhold, hinting at her past, what they say is her past decision to trade her own child for power. But
I'm going to keep my mouth
we're
shut.
We're going to say but and not say anything else. So, the...
asterisk.
Yes, there we go. So the trial requires them to create an antidote. So we use the witch who does the potions, right?
Jennifer, yep.
Yeah, so Jennifer uses her skills and with the help of others will make the potion to save them. So this episode also reveals that the teen's true identity is hidden by the sigil. So this is when we get the name of it. We've seen the little squiggle thing
yeah.
before, but we didn't know what it was called because Agatha didn't say anything. So it's called the sigil, apparently. So no other witches can know who he actually is. It protects them.
Even the witch who did it.
Yeah, which I find fascinating.
So that was like a little hint. We're like, okay, which one of you did it? Because right. the mm-hmm. only reason you would say that is because it was one of you.
Right, yeah. Which they all assume Agatha did it. And she's, you know, obviously.
That's what I assume.
Yeah. The way she's like, they're beneath me. I'm just like, Agatha, calm down. Like, you have to be so dramatic about everything. And then this goes along with what we will continue to see with the trials. So while the witches are trying to prepare the antidote, they realize they are underwater, and the windows, the very big room length floor to ceiling windows, start to crack and the water starts to leak in. So yeah, if you don't solve it by the time the little timer goes off, you're gonna drown. Yeah. So, and it begins to flood right at the very end, unfortunately.
When she doesn't know what she needs.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Google has implied that Mrs. Hart, aka Sharon, cracks me up. They keep calling her Mrs. Hart in this. They say it begins to flood and Mrs. Hart is tragically lost to the road. I guess it doesn't technically imply it, but the flood is not really what does her in.
No.
Yeah, it's because she drank two glasses of wine and got one dose of antidote. Yeah. Which
literally when they pulled her out and she was dead on the road, I'm like, they killed Mrs. Foreman? Like, that was literally, that verbally came out of my mouth. I'm
seriously.
Like, what?
And I was like, oh, she's not really dead, right? And then I was like, oh. They're like, oh, no, she, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry,
no,
Sharon.
Isn't this the episode also where they pull a new Green Witch out?
She comes up in the next, right at the beginning of the next episode. Okay. They have to do their little, like, spell or calling or whatever it is they do. So right at the end, I believe, is when Teen is just like, there's a problem, you know, she's dead. And then you're like, oh, snap. What just happened? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's basically what happens in the third episode. I was like, what episode are we on? Third episode, which I think this is a good intro to what we're going to see on the Witch's Road. I did enjoy this.
Well, and we start to see even more of, like, Agatha and her nature. Like, we already know she's a selfish B-word.
Just a tad.
But you see it in this one even more because they're all supposed to drink a glass of wine, except for Teen because he's underage, which I found hilarious that that's how they got out of it. But Agatha pretends to drink.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the house knows, the road knows.
Yes.
And they literally have to, like, pretty much say, drink it or we shove it down your throat ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
But, like, them going around the house and finding the different things and trying to figure out what has what in it. And
to do the spell.
Yeah. And and the timer. I love that it's a timer of 30 minutes because the episode's only, like, 30 minutes long, yeah, if so that. So it fits everything in. So it was, I don't know. I liked this episode. I thought it was, like, a good intro to, like, a trial of the road.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious they had to go through an oven to get out. I'm like, yes. That's a callback.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was very funny.
That is a gingerbread house callback.
Yes, we have a lot of tie-ins throughout this series.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Various media, literature, whatever, witch things. So,
yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was funny too. But yeah, it was a good start and seeing what kind of things they're going to be up against and trying to deal with the pressure and all that, you know? And I mean, to be fair, Agatha was, you know, pretty terrible at the beginning, but she does pump up Jennifer so that she's able to figure it out. You know, she's just like, listen,
she doesn't want to die.
Yeah. But she's
very selfish reason.
I will not say she's not manipulative, but she does a good job.
Yes.
With her being like, you know, I left you alone because you do stuff that's important, not this crap you've been doing, but because of what you did before. And then Jennifer snaps out of it and she's like, okay, I know what I'm missing. All right, we got this.
Which I would like to see a little bit more of her history with Jennifer. Like,
I know, right?
They didn't give us much. And I'm like, what did they, like, we get the Rio history later.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get anything about Jennifer. And I'm like, what happened? Who are you to, like, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know.
See more of how all of these witches may have somewhat interacted in the past. We definitely know Jennifer and Agatha did, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I don't think any of the other ones did. I'm pretty sure they only really kind of gave us...
It seems that way, yeah.
Because none of them know who Rio is.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. Because I would have thought...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into Rio. But I would have thought everybody was familiar with Rio, but apparently...
I saw that one coming before everyone else. Mm-hmm. That one I did get. Like, I kind of pieced her together.
There's a lot of hints that come with Rio before we get to a reveal of Rio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of which, why don't we just go ahead and talk about episode four.
Episode four?
Yeah. So, this one is titled, If I Can't Reach You, Let My Song Teach You. So, yeah. At the very beginning, like, oops, they're down a witch. Which, again, they always were because she was not a witch. Sharon was never a witch. But they're like, we can't go on. We need to summon somebody. So they decide they're going to do a summoning spell to bring a new witch to the Witch's Road. And they each get to throw in what they'd like from the new witch, right? What they want them to bring to the table, essentially. And this brings Aubrey Plaza's character, Rio, back. And her entrance tells you all you need to know about Rio. The way she comes out of the ground. Yes, very creepily.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, holy crap.
Like the cracking. Oh, I almost had to like mute it.
I try to tell you this stuff with Rio is some of the worst when she sounds.
I know, but it was just, oh, goodness.
It was very creepy.
Felt very like Ring coming out of a TV. It like,
was. Yeah. It had that vibe. It definitely did. Yeah. So Rio comes out and they're like, oh, are you a Green Witch? And I love how she's like, not so much a Green Witch, but the Green Witch. And I'm just like, oof. Okay.
That was my first clue. I'm like,
something.
Yep.
You're
something else.
Something's going on with this lady. Yeah. And Agatha immediately wants to attack her again because she doesn't want her
history.
There. But yeah, everyone's like, you got to calm down, lady, because we need her. So on to the next trial. Moving
on. Not really. She doesn't help at all throughout the whole thing.
Which is even more, I just love Rio's character because, yes, all she's there to do is cause chaos, in my opinion.
They didn't even need a Green Witch.
She doesn't really want to help with anything. She's just there, you know?
Yeah.
To make it worse, essentially. So we go to the second trial, and in this one, we're in a magical house that is a replica of a 1970s recording studio. Very cool vibe. I really liked it. I thought it was cool
the way they did it. Mullet on the teen. Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. So everybody gets their little, you know, look.
Outfit.
That fits in. Yeah. Which I know in this one in particular, Agatha really enjoyed her outfit, which I think was like a share type thing. So,
yeah.
It was, yeah. They looked very cool.
They looked good.
Yeah, I liked the outfits for this one. This trial is going to be centered on Alice and her family's generational curse, which is linked to her mother's career as a musician. Mm-hmm. So this one's a musical trap. So the trial is a musical one, forcing the witches to confront their past and their relationships with music and magic. The witches must play a song from Alice's mother's record to break the curse. Which is not just a song, it's The Witch's Road, but it's her song. Version of The Witch's Road, which is, they've learned that the song was a protection spell that was supposed to protect Alice from the curse, but a piece of the record is broken, so then the curse takes over, and they have to, you know, do the music so they can visualize and see the curse, so it's not invisible anymore. And
which was, that was like, that was almost as creepy, or if not creepier, than the Salem 7.
Yeah, it was a pretty creepy thing.
Which we forgot to mention, at the end of episode 3, don't we see them crawling out of the same place Rio did?
Yeah, I believe the Salem 7 start making their appearance again in this episode, and they will.
Because they forgot to close the portal, dum-dum witches.
Oops. Yeah. So, yeah, the Salem 7 will start to make their way back to them. So in this one, we get a little bit more, well, I don't think we get a lot about Rio. I mean, it's really hinted that she has a history with Agatha, and that she's connected to possibly like death or souls or the beyond, something like that. So there's like hints of what's going on with her, but we don't really like get a full answer as far as what's happening. And in this episode at the end, the teen is thrown through a glass window and he's severely injured. And Agatha's like super upset about it. Seems to like, you know, really want to protect him and make sure they help him, you know, get him better. So it makes you wonder why she's so attached to him. So it starts to be like, why are you so obsessed with this kid? Like, what's the deal? Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot going on in this episode. I mean, we had Agatha being manipulative with Rio, typical Agatha, you know, trying to basically make her say things that she knows she agrees to, which is basically she doesn't care if all these witches die. You know, at all. And that's our hint with death, because Rio is just like, oh, you're going to give me all these bodies. For what? Yeah. Lots of hints there as far as what's going on with those two. But
oh, gosh.
Yeah. I liked this one. But I liked because we had the song. It was really tied into this again. It was nice to hear a new version of the song. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Seeing them
all. Yeah, I liked that version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one dies in this episode, correct?
That, no. No. We think at one point it's like Teen might be on the verge of death, but, you know, Jennifer is able to, whatever, she uses moonlight and some other stuff, I can't remember, and she heals the wound, and then they just basically have to let him rest up.
That's right.
And then he's okay. Yeah. So, yeah. No death in this one at all.
At least not yet.
Yeah. There's no more death in this for right now. Beyond poor Mrs. Sharon. Mrs. Hart. Mrs. whatever you want to call her.
Mrs. Davis.
Yes.
Or Miss Davis or whatever her name is.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very confusing name, but... Yeah, I think, you know, it was a good second trial, and it just escalates, I think, from here. As we get on to the next trials, I think it really starts to be like, oof. Like, you thought this one was a little more intense, and then it's, no. I think it just
And in this one, like, the fire was hitting their shoulders, and there was burns. And we're like, what is that? Well, that is always on Alice. And they didn't know about the generational curse. I think Agatha had a feeling. But everyone's like, I'm sorry, you have a what? And we brought her? Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I convinced myself it wasn't real. Well, now you're going to defeat it.
Real.
Yeah.
And she did. Like, her, when she took over the song... I, like, kind of went in a little, like, teary-eyed. I'm like,
yeah, it was very emotional.
Like, it was so emotional and so beautiful. And her voice, I can listen to it all day long.
The fact that she was like, I can defeat it. Like, the moment she knows, like, I've got this. Mm-hmm. I can do it. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, with everything going on, you know, you don't expect there to be some emotion. But, yeah, it was emotional for her. And, I think it was a nice moment for that character. So,
yeah.
You know, and Agatha brought her along saying, you'll find out what happened to your mom. But like you said, she knows. So
did she reveal it in this one or did she reveal it in the next one?
I can't remember when she said that she died on the road. If that was this episode. It probably was this one or the one before.
Hold on. It was at least at the end of this episode or later.
Because
so does Alice reveal how her mom really died?
It was probably this one because I think it's when the teen is resting up and they're all sitting around just kind of chatting. So I think it probably was this episode.
Yes. Yes. So the actual cause of death, when you find out, because, like, it's all hinted that her mom was trying to find the Witch's Road so she could break the generational curse for her daughter.
Right.
And that's why she recorded this song. It was also supposed to be a protection spell, or Alice would be dead by this point because of the curse.
Yeah.
But what actually happened is there was a fire in her hotel while she was on the road touring. Not on the Witch's Road, just on the road touring.
Yes.
Because that's a musical term. Like, all of us, anyone who follows music knows, on the road, like, when you're on the road, that's touring.
Yeah.
So it was kind of twist on words there of how she actually did pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But she was finally able to break her family curse, which is what she wanted. Honestly, this is my thing. She should have disappeared the moment her curse broke.
Because I was just going to say, she went supposedly on the road to find out what happened to her mom. We know she already knew that, so that wasn't really the question. But she broke the curse, so she got her answer. Like, this is what she wanted from the road.
Didn't they disappear? Like, why didn't she get to leave the road?
I don't know. Maybe you don't leave the road until the end. You can leave the official way. I don't know. This is me just trying to figure it out based on what we know is coming.
I don't like it.
But remember, we also know other things that we're not going to talk about yet about the road, which I think also ties into it.
Yeah, probably.
To a certain extent, right?
So, yeah.
That we're not going to say yet, but it's coming. That's why you need to watch the episodes. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. So. Wait, what are you looking at now?
I'm looking to see if someone has an explanation. according to them, her wish was not just the curse.
Okay.
We'll talk more about this when we get to you know what.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
All right. That was a short episode.
I mean, these episodes were excellent. Like,
no, I'm talking our episode.
No, I mean, but I'm saying, like, these were excellent episodes, but I feel like these are build up episodes.
Yeah.
So what's to come? So there's things that are being, like, foundation wise laid, and we're getting little bits and pieces and all that, and Rio's important to come back. But I feel like as we move on, like, then you're just like, woof, now we're digging into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, foundational episodes. So there's, like, stuff that happens, but not, like, as significant as what's coming.
Yeah.
So there's not as much to talk about.
Five and six are very significant.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there's just not as much, I feel like, to break down or talk about in these episodes, because while they're well done and, you know, seeing Alice's journey is very important, there's more to come. There's much more to come.
There's so much more to come.
Yes. Yeah, there's just a lot of build up in these episodes, because we still don't know what the heck is up with Teen, and, you know, is this the one, I think this is the one where Rio says her thing to Agatha about the Teen, where she's just like, it's not.
Oh, yeah, because he was dying, and she said it to him while they were waiting around.
Yeah, okay, so I thought. She said, like, it's not.
This isn't your son.
Yeah, this, he's not your son.
I don't think we've really said much about that in either of these episodes. Like, one of the things we find out kind of towards the beginning is that she gives up her son for power.
That's what everyone says.
That's what everyone says. That's the rumor, which, of course, Agatha is going to perpetuate that rumor because she's just Agatha. Evil.
Exactly.
So there's this twinge that even with us as audience, you're like, is this her son reincarnated? Like, what's going on?
Because she's so attached to him. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're like, is that what she thinks too? Yeah. There's lots of questions.
Which apparently she think, like, it's a half and half. Like, it's almost like she thought it at the beginning and then she actually figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty quickly of who he is.
Yeah. I think it's pretty, like, maybe, like, very beginning she wonders, but I do think she figures out probably who he is pretty quickly for a reason we can't talk about yet. Because right now he's still just Teen and he has a sigil and nobody knows what's going on with him. So.
Yeah.
Except probably.
But we find out at the end of next episode who he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I guess that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
We'll see you for next episode for episodes 5 and 6.
Yes. Getting into the heart of it now. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Digging in. Oh, boy.
All right. Bye, Pixie Dusters.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.